Perkaf Mishnah, Beis, Chapter 20, the second Mishnah. The Mishnah continues discussing the laws of moving muksa items and objects. Ha'evin sha'al piachavis. If a stone is on the mouth of a jug of wine, and someone would like to drink this wine on Shabbos, but the problem is this stone, which is situated on top of the jug, is muksa. How can we remove it? Suggest the Mishnah, Mata al tzida hi nofelas. The Mishnah says you can take the jug, you can tip it to the side, you can lean it a little bit so that the stone falls off of the jug. Haisa bein chavios. If let's say the jug not right in front of you with the stone on top, but rather among a series of rows of jugs, the one that you would like, one of that particular, let's say, wine. What's the problem? If you were to pick up this jug and tip it on its side, you're very concerned that by tipping over this jug, the stone could fall, perhaps smash another one of the jugs in the area. Therefore, recommends the Mishnah, Magbiya Umata al Tzida Vihino Fellas. A person could just lift up that jug and pull it out from among the other jugs, and then once it's, shall we say, some distance away from the other jugs, tip it on the side, and again the stone will fall to the ground. Ma'os sha'al hakar. What about the situation where you have coins? You have a number of coins that are sitting on a cushion. No air esakar, henof flows. Suggest the Mishnah, you can take this cushion, you can shake it. By shaking this cushion, all the coins will fall to the ground. Gemara clarifies that in both the cases of the coins and the cases of the stone, there are cases of what's called shocheach. They totally forgot on Friday afternoon, before Shabbos started, that the evan is on the piachavis, that the stone is situated on top of these barrels, and that money is on the car, or that money is on the pillow, on the cushion. And if, however, a case of meniach, a person before Shabbos places it there with intent, he wants it to be there, it serves him a purpose, it serves him a function, then it would be prohibited to move and to shake off both the cushion and the jug. To shake off and remove the muksa item, and the muksa item was placed with intent, is forbidden on Shabbos. The reason is because both the chavis, the barrel, and this cushion become a basis, become a base for something which is aser, something which is muksa, and therefore cannot be moved. Our Mishnah continues, Haisa alav lishlashas mekancha bismartut. If, let's say, on our cushion there is a dirty substance, something which is disgusting, ichi on this cushion, a person may take a rag and remove and wipe off this excrement, this dirt on Shabbos. Here the Mishnah wants to tell us it is forbidden on Shabbos to put, let's say, water on it, to place water, and to ensure the water cleans off this pillow. That would, in fact, be prohibited. It'd be prohibited because that's like kibbutz, that's by laundering, and laundering on Shabbos is aser to do. If, however, haisa al shaor, let's say there was leather on top of this cushion, and on top of the leather we had this disgusting item, this excrement, this dirt. Nosin alahamayim ad shetichle. In such a case where you had this dirty substance on top of leather, on top of a hide, so your cushion is made up of a hide, would be permitted to pour water over it. The reason being, pouring water over a hide, over leather, is not considered kibbutz, is not considered washing. However, obviously, to intend on washing the hide, washing leather, to clean it, that would be forbidden, but just to do it to remove some of the dirt,
that would be permitted.
Because placing a little bit of water on a small area of the on the leather, on this hide, it's not really considered washing, it's almost like a little bit of rinsing, and therefore it is mutter to do on Shabbos.
Parakafalev Mishnah, Gimel, the 21st chapter, the 3rd Mishnah. The Mishnah begins as it follows, and again we're continuing to discuss the laws of Muktzah. Beis Shammai Omrim, Magbihin Min HaShulchan Atzamos Chubin. Mishnah begins by telling us that according to Beis Shammai, a person is permitted to move with their own hands directly Atzamos and Klipin, bones and shells. The commentators explain that some of the commentators explain what types of bones and what types of shells are they. They are the ones that are fit for an animal to eat. The next opinion, Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Notel et Hatavla Chula Minara. Beis Hillel says a person cannot remove bones, a person is not able to remove shells with their hands, but rather a person must take the entire board off the table and shake it out, and therefore this will cause the bones and shells to fall to the ground indirectly. The reason is because this board is a kli, this board is permitted to move on Shabbos, and therefore indirect movement of the muktzah, which is lying on top of it, is in fact permitted to do. To actually move the bones and shells of one's hands are in fact permitted. Why are they permitted? Why is it permitted to remove this board? Because it is indirect movement of a muktzah. Why are these items muktzah? These items are muktzah because before Shabbos started, they were not set aside for animal food. The Gemara actually explains that it is possible that these shittos, these two opinions, should be flipped around. That in fact, it is Beis Shammai who is more machmir, who is more stringent, and Beis Hillel who is more lenient. The reading that we just said, our text of the Mishnah, is that Beis Shammai is actually more lenient than Beis Hillel. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta, which actually says to flip around the two opinions. This actually makes Beis Shammai, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who assers muktzah on Shabbos, and Beis Hillel follows Rabbi Shimon, who does not asser muktzah on Shabbos. Some of the Mefarshim say, what does it mean that Rabbi Shimon permits muktzah on Shabbos? What does this mean? That Rabbi Shimon would permit moving on Shabbos only those bones, only those shells that will be eaten by a dog. Ah, they were not designated for a dog before Shabbos began. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shimon holds, no, it doesn't make a difference. They were designated as part of food. It is possibly eaten by a dog. They have some purpose and some function to them right now. Therefore, they are not muktzah and they can be moved with one's hand. If, however, these bones and these shells would be unfit, eaten by a dog, even Rabbi Shimon would be moda. Even Rabbi Shimon would admit to Rabbi Yehuda that shells and bones, which are unfit, eaten by a dog, are in fact muktzah. Of course, if it is unfit to be eaten, and of course, if it is unfit for animal consumption, it goes without saying that it would be deemed unfit for human consumption as well. The Mishnah continues. Mavirin melifni hashulchan, pirurin pachos mikzayis. The Mishnah goes on to teach us that a person on Shabbos may remove from the table these scraps less than the volume of an olive, of a crumb, this se'ar shel afunin, the se'ar shel adashim. Why? B'nei shehu machal behema. Not only that, but a person is also able to remove the less than an olive bulk, not just of crumbs, but also pods and peas and pods of lentils. Again, all of these things, what do they have in common? They are all fit to be animal food, and therefore it is mutter, it is permitted to move them on Shabbos. A sfog, a sponge, im yeshlo or beis achiza, if this sponge, which is being used to wipe off the table, and of course it is wet. If it has a if it has a leather handle which is used to hold on to the sponge, the kanchimba, then it can be used to wipe the table on Shabbos. The imla, if it does not have this handle, in makanchimbo, one would not be permitted to use the sponge to wipe one's table. And the reason is because without a handle, a person would hold the sponge with one's bare hands. And therefore, one is likely to squeeze the sponge that has liquid in it. Squeezing water is prohibited. It is asur on Shabbos because it is like kvisa. It is like cleaning, and therefore a person is not permitted to use a sponge that does not have a handle. Chachamim omrim, benkach benkach nital b'Shabbos ve'eino mekabel tuma. Chachamim say, whether it has a handle, whether it doesn't have a handle, it can be used on Shabbos. Obviously, it's dry, cannot be wet. If it is dry, it has the status of kli. However, it cannot be mekabel tuma. It cannot become unclean. It cannot contract tuma. Even though it's a kli, nonetheless, it is not considered a kli that is roi lekabel tuma, because only certain kelim, only certain vessels, have an ability to acquire uncleanliness. The kelim which are able to become tame are garments, hide, a sack, vessels that are made out of wood or metal, or kelim, vessels that are made from earthenware. Even though the sponge might be a kli and it can be moved, if it's dry, nonetheless, it cannot be susceptible to the laws of tumah.